The U.S. Supreme Court may consider next year whether North Carolina's congressional map is unconstitutional and the result of a partisan gerrymander. Now, Common Cause and the state Democratic Party are taking aim at the maps for North Carolina General Assembly. They've sued the state's Republican legislative leaders. WFAE's Steve Harrison has more.
In last week's election, Democrats cheered when they broke the supermajority that allowed Republicans to override vetoes of Democratic Governor Roy Cooper. But the Democratic Party and an outside group says those gains would have been larger, except that the legislative map was tilted toward the GOP.
In both chambers, the Democrats did win with a slight margin of, say, 50% or 51%, and the Republicans took, respectively, 58% of the Senate seats and 55% of the House seats.
That's Bob Phillips of Common Cause NC, one of the plaintiffs in the lawsuit. The General Assembly may be more balanced after the election, but he says the two maps still violate the state constitution.
It's close. It's closer than it has been, but the also reality is that 80% of the 170 winning legislative candidates won by a double-digit margin that on average exceeds 30%.
Phillips says those lopsided seats were won by both Democrats and Republicans. In Mecklenburg, Democrats had an especially good night. They challenged six Republican incumbents and have won at least four of those races. In the fifth race, for a southeast Mecklenburg House seat, Democrat Rachel Hunt is leading Republican incumbent Bill Brawley by 64 votes. The county must still count provisional ballots by Friday. The lawsuit was filed in Wake County Superior Court and could be heard eventually by the NC Supreme Court. Democrats control five of the seven seats on the court. Dallas Woodhouse, the executive director of the NC Republican Party, issued a statement dismissing the lawsuit. He says that only North Carolina Democrats would file a lawsuit to overturn districts that they just won. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.